news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
We were warned. We knew that we would most likely not know the winner on election night. Bernie Sanders was just one who warned us, predicting almost exactly what was going to happen. This was on The Tonight Show back on October 23rd.
But it could well be that at 10 o'clock on election night, Trump is winning in Michigan, he's winning in Pennsylvania, he's winning in Wisconsin, and he gets on the television, he says, "Thank you, Americans, for reelecting me. It's all over. Have a good day." But then the next day and the day following, all of those mail-in ballots start getting counted. And it turns out that Biden has won those states. At which point Trump says, "See, I told you the whole thing was fraudulent. I told you those mail-in ballots were crooked, and we're not going to leave office."
Just as predicted, Donald Trump stepped up to the microphone at around 2:20 a.m. Eastern Time to declare victory and demand all, quote, voting stop, and issuing a threat to go all the way to the Supreme Court to stop the counting in Pennsylvania.
"This is a fraud on the American public. This is an embarrassment to our country. We were getting ready to win this election. Frankly, we did win this election. So our goal now is to ensure the integrity for the good of this nation. This is a very big moment. This is a major fraud in our nation. We want the law to be used in a proper manner. So we'll be going to the U.S. Supreme Court. We want all voting to stop. We don't want them to find any ballots at 4 o'clock in the morning and add them to the list, okay? It's a very sad moment."
Listening to that nonsense, you might not know that as of Wednesday morning, Joe Biden is leading in the Electoral College votes, as well as the popular vote. Biden also spoke Tuesday night, but instead of lying and threatening legal action, he said,
"We're feeling good about where we are. We believe one of the nets has suggested we've already won Arizona, but we're confident about Arizona. That's a turnaround. We also just called it for Minnesota, and we're still in the game in Georgia, although that's not one we expected. And we're feeling real good about Wisconsin and Michigan. And by the way, it's going to take time to count the votes. We're going to win Pennsylvania. I'm talking to the folks in Philly, Allegheny County, Scranton, and they're really encouraged by the turnout and what they see."
Trump's chances of winning hinge on holding on to North Carolina and Georgia. Joe Biden needs to win at least two of the three battleground northern states, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin, where counting could take days. Though, as I mentioned, on Wednesday morning, Joe Biden pulled into the lead in Michigan and Wisconsin, but it's definitely a nail-biter. Once again, the polling proved worthless. Despite the optimistic prognostications, Trump won Florida and Ohio and dominated the South. Biden, as expected, held on in the Northeast and on the West Coast. And the expected Democratic takeover of the Senate did not materialize, as several vulnerable Republicans, including Mitch McConnell, Lindsey Graham, Joni Ernst, Tom Tillis, and a few others, all won re-election. And although the Democrats picked up seats in Colorado and Arizona, Doug Jones lost his in Alabama to a former football coach. Republicans also held on in Texas, Kansas, and Montana, sharply limiting the Democrats' chance of picking up the seats they need to erase the GOP's current 53-47 majority. The Democrats were able to hold on to their majority in the House, but just barely, as Republicans did better than predicted. QAnon nutjob Marjorie Taylor Greene actually won her race in Georgia's 14th congressional district. And the most wholly unqualified person to ever set foot in the House of Representatives, 25-year-old Madison Cawthorn, who must idolize Donald Trump because he's got sexual assault charges on his record and flunked out of college, defeated Democrat Mo Davis in North Carolina's 11th district. That's the seat formerly occupied by Trump's current White House Chief of Staff, Mark Meadows. And here in Florida, Republicans flipped two seats in Miami, ousting Congresswomen Donna Shalala and Debbie Mercosell Powell. And to add insult to injury, the chair of the DCCC, Sherry Bustos, well, she's struggling to hold on to her seat in Illinois. She'll likely lose. Republicans could wrap up this election cycle with a net gain of 10 House seats. Unbelievable. Clearly reading the mood of the country, just in time, the big winner of the 2020 election was drugs. Legalization was on ballots all over the country, Oregon leading the way, passing Measure 110, which decriminalizes small amounts of all street drugs. This is a first of its kind bill to pass anywhere. It reduces misdemeanor drug possession violations to the equivalent of traffic tickets and reduces penalties for what are currently felony possession cases and funnels tax revenue into drug treatment programs, treating drugs as a public health problem rather than a criminal one. Washington, D.C. voted to decriminalize the use of psilocybin mushrooms and other psychedelics. It doesn't legalize it, but the law makes stopping the cultivation, distribution, possession, and use of certain plant-based psychedelics among the lowest enforcement priorities for police. And cannabis, already legal for medical use in 33 states and for recreational use in 11, was also cleared in Tuesday's election for personal use in New Jersey, Arizona, and Montana. Mississippi voted for medical weed, while South Dakota approved both medical and recreational cannabis. I think we're going to need it. Oh, and by the way, it's November 4th. The liar in chief has been saying,
COVID, COVID, COVID. COVID, by the way, on November 4th, you won't hear about it anymore.
So. Well, while Americans voted, watched, and waited on Tuesday, the United States recorded 91,000 new cases of the coronavirus. That's our second highest daily case total ever. More than 50,000 Americans are currently hospitalized with the virus, and those numbers are trending upward in the vast majority of states. And it's happening all over the world. There have now been more than 46 million cases of COVID-19 worldwide with no end in sight. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.